It's good to be here this morning. Good to be saved, most of all. It's good to know who my Savior is and where I'm going if I died right now. If I drop dead right now, I'm woke up in glory land. And there's nothing else on this earth that can make you feel like that. No other blessed assurance than what Jesus, His assurance is. I'm thankful for the opportunity to preach. Preached last Wednesday night, Oak Level. Had a good service. Wasn't a big shouting service, but it was what Lord gave me. And I got a blessing out of it. Nobody else did. But it was good, awesome service last Sunday. There's nothing better than seeing babies be born. It's better than physical birth. If you don't know Him, you need to get to know Him, because you won't be sorry. You won't be ashamed to know Jesus as your Savior. And I'll be in Galatians chapter number 5, starting in verse 16. Those of you who may not know me, I'm Ryan and Robbie's nephew. Saved when I was 8 years old, Faith Baptist Church, and my life was changed. I gained eternal life in heaven that day, that night. We'll be talking about, now this is something good for the new Christians. I know we had those that got reborn last Sunday. You're going to be faced with a lot coming up. The devil, he's going to jump on your back as soon as he can. But there's ways you can keep him off of you. Lord Jesus, He gives us what we need in the Word. He gives us His plan, our way we should live as a Christian, what we should do. And what I got out of this is, we have two dogs living in us. There's a black dog and a white dog. We've all heard that. You feed the white dog and the white dog will win. You feed the black dog and the black dog is going to win. But that white dog is our spirit, Lord Jesus, the spirit of the Holy Ghost living in us. I'm going to go ahead and start reading in verse 16 through 26. It says, "This I say, then, walk in the Spirit, ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other. So that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, illuminance, wrath, strife, sedentiousness." I can't pronounce all these words. I won't pretend to. "Envious, murderous, drunkenness, revelings and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the past time, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." In verse 22, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another." Now this tells us about exactly how to live. our lives as soon as we're saved. As soon as we take that step of salvation, of faith, it says, walk in the Spirit and ye not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now we're reborn again if we come to know Jesus. We're a different person. We're born by the Spirit, washed in the blood. But we're still in the flesh. We're still here on earth. We're still in a world of sin. We still have temptations. Jesus, He was tempted while He was on this earth, the same way we are today. In Matthew chapter 4, we see where Jesus was tempted in the desert by the devil. But He was perfect. We need to strive to be more like Him. We're not going to be perfect. But if we walk in the Spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. We got to make that commitment to stay walking in the Spirit so we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now, 17 says, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Now it sounds like to me in verse 17, it sounds like there's a fight going on. And there is a fight going on in me every day. We have temptations. Just because you're saved don't mean you can go out and do whatever you want to and get by with it. You ought to, if you're really saved, you ought to get a whooping when you do something like that. I know I do. But it's like I said, it's two dogs fighting. And we determine which one's going to win by the one we feed. Verse 18 says, and let me say this before I go on. You can't feed them both at the same time. It says they're contrary, the one to the other. You can't serve two gods at one time. You got to serve one God. One God, and that's Jesus Christ. That's the one you serve. That's the one that died for you. That's the one that's made eternal life in heaven. Verse 18, but if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. And it says, adultery, fornication, uncleanliness. This is what sin is. This is what you feed that flesh. This is what you feed that black dog if you want it to win. You have a choice. You don't just throw out your scraps and the white dog or the black dog fights over it. You gotta feed. They're in lots. They're chained up over here. You gotta go and give the one you want to win the food. You gotta feed them. If you want to feel more of the Holy Spirit, feed the Spirit. Get in this Word. Get in this Word and study it and pray and believe. Believe as you pray. Don't say a hollow prayer every night before you go to bed. Make it count. Make it a real prayer, because God is who you're talking to. Jesus, the one who died for you, is who you're talking to. Don't make it just a hollow prayer. Now we can go and talk to Him anyway. We can go and talk to Him anywhere, any place. I can talk to Him just like I'm talking to y'all. But make your prayer count. Believe that He'll do something. If you don't think He's going to do something, He's not going to do it. If you don't believe and put your trust and your faith in Him and seek His face first, then He's not going to answer that prayer the way you would like. He may not do it anyway, but that's His will. And we need to pray for His will. I didn't really mean to get over there, but that's where He led me. Let's see over here in verse 22. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Now let's look right here and just focus on verse 22 a second. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. When I got saved, I had some love put in my heart. And I had some peace and some joy. A peace like I've never felt before. I was young. I hadn't felt much. I didn't have much experience. But I knew it was different. I was 8 years old. I knew it was different. Long-suffering. That's something we could all use a little bit more of. A little more patience. A little more patience with sinners around us. They're in sin. They really don't know much better. They haven't experienced the Lord Jesus. They haven't felt that peace, that meekness, love, that joy. So let's have a little bit more long-suffering. Let's walk in the Spirit and have faith. Verse 24 says, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the afflictions and lust. Last Sunday, we had some that was crucified with Christ. Amen. They crucified their flesh. They were born again. They were crucified in the flesh. And they made a home in heaven a week ago today. But every one of us is crucified in the flesh. We need to throw that flesh out. We're still living down here in it. But we need to feed the Spirit while we're here on this earth. So we can enjoy our salvation. You can enjoy your salvation this morning. You can feel the Holy Spirit when He comes down and swoops through here and pops off people like popcorn. I love that. And I love to feel it. And it's a wonderful feeling to feel it. And I hadn't been feeling it and haven't felt His peace and His joy like I've really felt in the past few weeks. And I think it's because I've got more in the Spirit. Now when I was called to preach, and as soon as I accepted that calling to preach, I was in the Spirit. And it was a peaceful feeling. And it was a wonderful feeling. I could feel Him above me. I could feel somebody above me. And He was bigger than me. And he was taking control, and he gave me that peace in my heart. As soon as I answered that call, He said, "That's good. That's what I wanted you to do." And I could feel Him. He was up there. It felt like He was on my right shoulder. You might think I'm crazy, but if you've been saved, you know His feeling. You know His joy. And if you're not saved, you can feel it. All you got to do is accept Him. Believe that He died. And He didn't only die, He suffered. He suffered a horrible death. He was carried to a tomb and stayed there for 3 days on the third day. Now, you know what happens to a body after 3 days of being dead. Well, He rose on the third day. He had scars in His hands, and He rose up and went on. Said He goes to prepare a place for us. And He did. And I'll keep on reading verse 25. It says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. If we're living in the Spirit, if we've accepted Jesus as our Savior, if we're living in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let's walk in the Spirit. If we're saved, let's read the Bible. Let's worship Him. Let's don't be afraid to stand and tell somebody about Him. If we're saved, if we're living in the Spirit, if we're alive in His Spirit, let's walk in the Spirit. Don't be ashamed to raise your hand and shout. Don't be ashamed to give Him glory. It ain't about us. It ain't about what other people think about us. It ain't about me. It ain't about me standing up here and letting y'all see my ugly face. But it's about the One who died for me. It's about His glory. It's about His The joy He gives us. It's all about Him. Everything He gives us is about Him. And we need to let every little thing that He does for us shine through us. Not to let us see, hey, look at all this material things that I've got, but look what the Lord's blessed me with. It ain't nothing that I've done to gain it. It ain't going with you anyway. Give Him glory out of it. And verse 26 says, let us not be desirous of vainglory, like I just said. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Let's be happy with each other. Let's praise the Lord Jesus. That's a big thing in church. We're envious of one another. There's a crowd sitting right here and a clique sitting back yonder and over here. They'll go out and eat lunch together. They'll go out and eat lunch together and talk about this crowd over here. Let's envy not one another. Let's love each other in Christ. Because He loved us no matter if you love Him or not. If you walk out these doors today and not accept Him, He still loves you. If you die and go to hell, He still loves you because He died for you. It don't matter what you've done. It don't matter what's in your past. He loves you and He died for you. And if there's one here that's not walking in the Spirit, that would like to be in the Spirit, and we should all, if we, like I said right here, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. If you're not walking in the Spirit, if you've accepted Him and you're living by the Spirit, but you're not walking in the Spirit, you can come up to this altar this morning and you can get right with Him. You can feel that peace and that joy. You can feel His power. You can feel Him over your right shoulder. But if you're not saved this morning, you can also feel that. And you can go on and you can walk in the Spirit every day and have an eternal life in heaven. But this altar's free to come up here. There's power if you kneel down right there and you ask. There's power in the blood, Brother Robert. I'm going to turn it back over to Brother Josh, and I thank the Lord for helping me stand and preach this message.